First, the clouds formed in the eruption caused such ash to the high layers of atmosphere, where they were released, then traveled west with the winds, prevailing for the flood regions of Europe and Asia, where they were eliminated and washed by the waters. The sandy clay loam is the base of the sediment mass of mud that, both large and small, is one layer of clay, alluvial and completely sterile, as in thickness from 2.50 meters below the tombs were found in Well, kings of the early Sumerians. Also, the sandy, clayey silt was carried by the flood through the whole of Europe and Asia. Under this concept, the sandy, clay loam is not produto of erosion, formed gradually, by surrounding mountain ranges of limestone and quartz, but one gets, coming from far away. It is the magma, broken into drops, which turned into volcanic ash, crushed by winds and hurricanes. In the high layers of the stratosphere, there is mixed with marine sediments, rich in calcium, also detachment of the seabed of the Atlantic and those projected altitudes. This was the recipe of the geological formation of the sandy, clay loam. The content of calcium is due to marine sediment and its high content of quartz, the surface of magma, containing silicic acid. It is decomposed magma, mixed with marine mud. In this case, the erosion has progressed to the point under the microscope of its volcanic origin be revealed only by their chemical constitution, not by its structure. In this context, the origin of the banks of sandy, clay loam, stratified, can be viewed with great plasticity. Collapsed the rains flood, and much beyond what they can devise about. The soil of the earth was of mud, desert, desolate. Parts of the contents of ash remained in the lands washed, flooded. We got to evaluate them on a 10%, and these were the remains of land abandoned by continental waters retreat to the sea in the world. The events that accompanied and followed this procedure can be demonstrated in small scale, putting up a sheet of flat glass in a position slightly oblique to let it drain on a thick water, mixed with mud. First, there are small grooves in the surface flow of finely granular layer. Little by little, expand it and become great in furrows, which become progressively more funds, cross open ditches, steep, walled, cut by grooves closer. Once more, our model takes the aspects of a landscape, formed by sandy, clay loam, as exists in the Chinese province of Shanxi. However, crops in terrace, there exist were made by the hand of man. Board 15. In China, the sandy, loam clay has become the yellow earth, with that empire gave the environment and the sacred color of their advanced civilization based rural. Due to its high content of minerals and trace elements of, conditional on its origin, the sandy, loam clay mineral fertilizer is a great and probably is in the more fertile soil of the entire globe. Provinces in China, whose lands are sandy, clay loam, forming thick layers of hundreds of meters, the peasant seeds, planted and harvested continuously over at least 400 years without ever fertilizing them. All that is known all about the high fertility of the sandy, clay loam, also applies to the volcanic ash decomposed. Thus, the volcanic island of Lanzarote, the island of the moon from the Canary Islands, provides a classic example. Between 1730 and 1736, this island was devastated by volcanic eruptions very strong and then covered with thick layers of ash. Once more, these ashes, rich in nitrogen and acid salts matches, turned into high quality of humo. Without any fertilization, without any special care, the soil was and remains incredibly tired of giving crops potato and cabbage, onion, watermelon, melon and figs, and grapes of smoke, competing in fertility with yellow sandy, clay loam of China. Moreover, the soil need not always be yellow, can also be black, like the famous black earth of Ukraine, or yellow, red as the ground of Hidzialia in Hungary, or brownish, yellow, as the land of Magdeburg, in eastern Germany. However, when lands, despite their color, retains its high fertility and their characteristics, and specific, as are known throughout the world for lovers of famous Hungarian wines. The sandy, clay loam is a very valuable donation of disaster Atlantic. Although the destruction caused by this disaster was incomparably greater than the benefit derived from it, this positive point at least has survived to start the redemption of its primitive civilizations, then or in debris or completely eradicated. Bring the water. Also for the purposes of the cataclysm of the seas and diluvial valley popular saying, that there is no evil that does not bring a good, up to the deluge benefited the posterior to the donation of Sandy, clay loam. This same philosophy also applies to the second gift that has been bequeathed by volcanic eruptions in the Atlantic. The toxic gas cloud that preceded the rain of ash and mud, destroyed almost all life on Earth were, in most cases, carbon dioxide. This odorless gas, transparent, but relatively heavy, is not toxic, but unfit to keep the process of respiration. When you breathe, the combustion of substances the body produces its own carbon dioxide. Also this product is ambivalent effect, to bring about the death, other life. Animals and aerobic bacteria die, while the plants live. Carbon dioxide is the vital element of the flora, the plant body, hydrocarbon, is composed of water and carbon dioxide in photosynthesis these two components are assimilated. There. Duration of your life and speed of growth depends on the content of carbon dioxide from its environment, carbon dioxide, the envelope of the plant. Today, the environmental content of carbon dioxide is low, the average is just 1/33 of 1% of volume, because only in the immediate vicinity of the soil enough to reach 1% of volume. The total weight of carbon dioxide in the air should add a few billion tons. It was found that during the disaster Atlantic, was produced a multiple at least 3 times the amount of carbon dioxide from volcanic to spread all over the globe by winds flood. While a part was absorbed by the sea, while another part would be lost to erosion, roughly the average level of carbon dioxide in the air must be strong and increased suddenly. Furthermore, the geologists emphasized the phenomenon of a flora very visosa, subject to periods of volcanic activity, as occurred in the tertiary. Moreover, there is inferred that in northwest Europe, the climate change marking the transition from the quaternary to quintennary would have led in a straight line, the existing plant grace the stages of glaciation during a period of overflowing floral richness and abundance parasidia, car. However, this was not what happened. 2 millennia of darkness. So far have not come to close the examination of side effects and later, all the products generated by the projection during the volcanic disaster Atlantic. The products of large volume, forming sheets of pumice stone and mud, have made for a long time, the Atlantic East no longer be navigable. The average consistency of products, such as volcanic ash, mixed with water vapor, discharged by the eruption. The rains caused flood and left as its derivative, the sandy, clay loam stratified. Finally, the exhalazos in gaseous form, for the most part carbon dioxide, a gas-produced fertilizer, of inestimable value. However, there is a portion of these products to be examined, the substance thin. These finer particles that ash had different luck and produced different results. For this portion of the total products of projection, represented by a fine powder, the weight was computed to approximately 1/4 of quadrillion tons. Piniforms the clouds that may lead to the upper layers of the envelope of air, where it was suspended for a long time, because of its fine consistency and its tiny size. Also for this there is the possibility of drawing conclusions parallel, based on subsequent examination of the effects produced by volcanic eruptions, recorded by history. During the eruption of Krakatoa such particles were taken at altitudes of up to 30 kilometers, bottom entering the stratosphere, where they were suspended for more than 2 years. Ali led the red glow of sunrise and sunset, exceptionally picturesque during that period. A similar bright red and with that striking evidence of the existence of volcanic dust in the high atmosphere, Royal Idem was seen throughout Europe, after the eruption of Mount Pel, on the island of Martinique. Also the fall of the meteor phenomenon caused Tygo identical with the dispersion of masses of meteoric dust. Also, These effects later become even more impressive with the activity of Mount Katmai in Alaska in 1912, when the volcano came into violentissimo activity, designing incredible mass of dust that, in addition to producing the bright red, even caused a significant drop in temperature. During the eruption of Krakatoa was observed as the dust rose to ever greater heights, as if it were lifted by cranes stratospheric. Finally, most of its mass was suspended at 80 km altitude. There is atmospheric pressure of only 0.02 torr and the air is composed of hydrogen and nitrogen in equal parts. The ring of dust, suspended freely in air, exposed to the rays of the rising sun and west, as a bright white flash, diffuse, sometimes as scintillating evening clouds, sometimes like a silver cloud. Over 9 years this conformation persisted sparkling, delicate, when they are discarded to extend to regions of progressively more extensive. It is difficult to determine accurately the time the return of these tiny particles to Earth. The Stokes formula, used in Lee's calculations estimated, operates with a number of factors too little known, such as air resistance in those unusual altitudes, diameter of the particle and its specific weight, so that one can hardly take their results as arithmetic. In any case, are somewhat accurate and, moreover, do not consider the factor represented by the stratospheric winds. However, the examples allow the quantitative recovery of these effects even after the disaster Atlantic. Only 20,000th part of a projection of their products would have been sufficient to produce effects equal to those caused by dust during the eruption of the projected Krakatoa. This proportion arithmetic could provide the basis for a first comparison, but can also be found more accurate values. Supposed that the fine powder, left the terrible wounds in the Earth's crust, the few, was scattered over an area of 50 million square kilometer of surface, corresponding to the whole of Asia, each square kilometer would have been covered with about 5 million tons of powder, equivalent to 5 kilograms p/m². What was the altitude of the layer of air able to load such a quantity of powder? For purposes of rough calculation, made to believe that layer of air was so polluted as the air of modern industrial cities, bad reputation, which reaches up to darken the light of day, as in so many of our cities civilized world. There is to some 100,000 with particles of dust p/cm³, or 100 billion p/m³. Such dust particles are the size of a micron, equals 1/1.000 millimeters, its volume equivalent to approximately 1 trillion zimo of cm³. In the case of finer particles of ash, or porous structures, their weight can be estimated around 0.5 trillion zimo of grass. Therefore, a cubic meter of air pollution, as exists in major industrial cities, containing powder, weighing 50 milligrams, kcon 100 billion grains of powder. Only 100,000 cubic meters of polluted air could contain a quantity of 5 kg of powder which, according to our calculation estimated, would cover 1 square meter of soil. Therefore, the column of air, which should contain 100,000 cubic meters p/m² surface, based, should reach the altitude of 100 kilometers. Whereas these data provide a cross-section of the hypothetical column of powder, equivalent distributed, that its power would be close to 100 kilometers, that were saved since the proportions of polluted air due to an industrial city of today. However, imagining such a cloud of dust rising up to 100 kilometers altitude, containing 20,000 times the amount of powder designed for the disaster of Krakatoa and suspended from 200 to 300 kilometers altitude, comes to mind the appearance of great climatic effects and produced by the meteorological phenomenon. This cloud should be overcome in some 50 times the most powerful and imposing cloud formed during a storm, and its particles of powder is formed on ideals of condensation nuclei, remains to be rich in water drops and ice crystals. To some she carried multiple quantities of water on the powder suspended in it. In addition to muddy the upper atmosphere as to produce the bright red, it caused total darkness. With the presence of dust and clouds, The outermost layers of the atmosphere have become slightly reddish tones, to black, completely obscuring its transparency, at least for the first time this phenomenon of extreme turbidity. For the man who, after the disaster, lived under such a thick layer of fog dark, within an eternal winter mist, as exists in the northern hemisphere, the sky was totally changed, lost his beautiful transparent blue sky, the stars disappeared scintillant that once appeared with the fall of night. The firm, up survival was dark, black, brown in color, without sun, no moon, no stars. Only a weak reddish glow, ensued by the disk of the sun without brightness and strength, could go through the clouds. Evil spirits stole the sun, arrested him, did a spell to disappear, and mythical heroes left in its quest to free him. This echoes in primitive legends of Europe, and India, Japan, dating from the time before time. Therefore, this period of complete darkness in the country under the cloud, not a mythical tale. This terrible cloud was not evenly distributed on Earth. With its thickest part, they cover those areas of the northern hemisphere which have suffered most with the rain of volcanic ash. There are predominant westerly winds that raised and led first to the east, but in the stratosphere, the wind directions change, blowing strongly in the east quadrant. Therefore, the clouds of ash, raised in the east, the region of the disaster, or on the north European, were captured by east winds, prevalent in the stratosphere, which eventually lead them back to the west. Thus, the clouds, which in return were then west with the wind, came to swinging, determined to stay longer and focus more sharply on those areas. East Atlantic. The old Europe, where the glaciers were in slow retreat, the formation of clouds of ash must have attained its greatest intensity. There the rain of mud were the strongest. There arose the legend of the god before, murdered, in whose blood the world drowned. And there was the core of the dark clouds of mist, which arose after the flood. This phenomenon was even more pronounced and always received reinforcements with the arrival of warm waters of the Gulf, then that first reached the coast of Western Europe. Ali fought against the thick layer of ice, melting it and evaporated in the cold Arctic air, has not penetrated by sunlight, then absorbed by the dark cloud. In clouds of water vapor, not to train stopped, evaporated to the Gulf for that reservoir huge, dark, situated in the higher atmospheric layers, entering the stratosphere and ionosphere, they received new food from the sea cow. What would have been the real effect of that awful dark cloud? Both the man and the animals living on that plant, for its assimilation, depends on the sunlight. Therefore, the lack of light greatly affect the plant life. Only a few species, able to adapt to the lack of light, such as moss, a dryad and polar miseras grams, can survive this period of darkness. Only those varieties could have survived the post-glacial period of complete darkness, in regions boreal, especially in northern Europe, the most experienced with this phenomenon. The other plant species, hungry for light, and became extinct with them, man and wildlife, it fails to migrate and set up in less inhospitable. That desert country of eternal night, remaining only a few could have resisted such terrible darkness, perhaps, reindeer and musk oxen, fed up of mosses, raniferos of hunters, shepherds and fishermen who certainly survived under the worst conditions and subhuman. Its existence should have been equal to the dead live in a world permanently dark, clarified only by a bright opaque and diffuse. In a strange way, the landscape disappeared long ago became the prototype of the mythical country of the dead, the model of Tartar and Erebus, the dark of Pest Persephone, the queen of the underworld of Hades and the country of eternal mist of King Nordic. How do all these concepts are correlated interlock and shows the great similarity between the words Erebus, name of the dark region that extends under the earth and over hell, and Europe. Moreover, it seems to us seriously and once primitive name of this continent was the meaning of world in the dark, but stress that this interpretation meets was due to its geographical location in the west, for Asia, so. Erebus Europe would have meant country in the shadows, west of the country. However, this interpretation is not plausible, because in all probability were not Asian people, but the Europeans themselves baptized to his continent. Moreover, Europeans have not had any reason to devise its mainland as the West Country, because day after day observed the sunset, then the far horizon. No, the concept Erebus, Europe waver any additional explanation or different. The memory of that kingdom of darkness and acted persisted for long after the return of the sun with Homer in Nekia, Canto 11 of the Odyssey. There were references to Cimmeria's nights on the far western and northwestern edge world. It is these details that alone would not have geographical explanation, to indicate the presence of real motivation, disappeared meanwhile, like the legend of the dead pest, which never entered a single sunbeam. However, in remembrance of the people of Northwest Europe still remains even clearer and the fog of this world, the time before the time. Those who lived through the stages, now reconstructed, provided important testimony in favor of its reality in the tale of Niflheim, the epic of the Nordic Edda. At the beginning of time, thus to the narrative, only there was nothing, a huge void, open and responsible as an abyss. In order that nothing had two worlds, the Muspelsheim and Niflheim, the first was located to the south and the time it was clear, sunny and hot, the second was the north and there everything was dark, covered with dense fog, cold and wet. The ice fell from Niflheim to Muspelsheim where discarded conformations in huge. Without doubt, Niflheim was the world to the north, under the fog, the dark land, underground, in darkness, with the glaciers in slow retreat before the sun from Muspelsheim. Despite its impressive brevity, this description gives mythical paleoclimatic as fully with the conditions of the time, which portrays with absolute fidelity. The new and puzzling fact it refers only to the darkness there mentioned, but now also found that reason full explanation. Long gone the cloud of fog surrounding the boreal regions of the earth, but its traces remain verifiable through the paleoclimatologia. According to geological estimates, the beginning of the period Quintinario, or the contemporary era, it was around 10,000 BC as the disaster caused the Atlantic sudden projection of huge masses of volcanic carbon dioxide. The climate would have changed for good, considering that raising the average temperature of air, caused by the sharp increase in carbon dioxide, along with the warming of the environment by the Gulf, plus the fertilizer by sandy clay loam, should have caused abundant plant growth and, thus, created the preconditions for a second paradise on Earth. However, the ideal climate to come soon, and when he came, did not reach the optimum conditions. It took about 5,000 years for the climate epiglacial, the end of the upper quaternary, became the great weather, featuring the season Litorina. Before this, there was intermediate stages of intense cold, which lasted for the entire season Yuldi subarctic and as postglacial Ainsilus. These last two seasons, the Yuldi offers of special interest, because its floral table have been reconstituted by the analysis of pollen. The vegetation was very poor, the dryad, restricted to Arctic plants, adapted to life with a minimum of light, such as moss, dryad, and later polar grams, where the Arctic flora have been located in a landscape far to the south for this species. For the came not only because of the lack of heat, because it felt the heat provided by warm waters of the Gulf, but because of lack of light, absorption of sunlight by the cover of fog, post-glacial, covering life and preventing land. The season is characterized by Yuldi of weather conditions reigning over there. Darkest period experienced by the Northwest Europe. However, little by little the fog is lifted. A few millennia later, the environment has become more clear, the cooler climate, more of Ainsilus inaugurating the era, with its birch, pine and its alum moss. However, only 5 millennia after this interim stage, Superfria, inhospitable and enigmatic, came to an end. Finally, at the time Litorina, climatic conditions and with considerable delay reached the optimum point that according to expectations should be reached well before, immediately after the flood. Since then, the temperature has to fall. Also in the Bronze Age, the heat was stronger than today. the Iron Age of the recorded periods of intense cold, only later, with the increasing interference of man, in rapidly expanding population, were the first signs of erosion and deterioration of soil, making it the desert and creating its specific climatic conditions, whose progress future should be viewed with concern the case. Moreover, long known this strange turn of weather changes epiglacialis and postglacial, however, still have not been identified as problem. The climatic improvement at the end of glaciations were accepted as such without the various processes of melting had earned math exams. Thus, it seems that nobody noticed how much was prolonged its duration. Therefore, our research there likely to compete to fill that gap in the study of changes in climate and post-glacial epiglacial. Also, figure 44 provides a schematic explanation for this detail. The time factor is the abscissa and the quality factor of the climate of ordinal. The abscissa is divided into segments, corresponding to the phases mentioned epiglacial period and post-glacial, so regardless of more precise dating, the outline provides a brief overview of the climate typical of each of the phases in question. The figure presents two sides of different color, in black and white. A white light indicates the values of the quality of climate, as actually found by analysis of pollen, when Litterina, L, is the ideal state, while in the Bronze Age, B, and the Age of Iron, F, decays gradually to the current value. This section of the diagram is fully paleoclimatic as the results, obtained in recent decades. However, the explanation is in itself a new fact, shown dashed in the face in black, shows there is the influence of negative factors, contributing to the deterioration of climatic conditions, characterized by dark mist covered the earth and involving the gradual loss of carbon dioxide. The contour line of this diagram indicates the supposed climatic situation, as would have been harmful in the absence of that layer of fog, in which case early in the Quintinario, the climate would have registered a sudden improvement, then a worsening in fairly regular pace. What then shows a black face? It shows the dark cloud of fog, which, like a threatening shadow, has projected over the entire post-glacial stage. The loss, due to its absorption of sunlight, was incomparably greater than the gains climate, derived from the Gulf and the enrichment of carbon dioxide. Therefore, the stage was the toughest epiglacial and inhospitable, showing a bad weather, rather than great, as expected. Also, as the vegetation development was shy, retarded, and neither she nor the soil relatively well preserved, under the layer of ice, then slowly decline, consumed quantities of carbon dioxide. Figure 44, explanation of enigmatic weather in the curve of Quintinario. The diagram, sharply outlined, shown in arbitrary units, such as air temperature, for the time ordered the climatic oscillations during the stages of epiglaciazao and post-glaciation, y equals Yoldi season, a equals Ainsilus season, L season Litterina equals B equals the Bronze Age, Iron Age of the F equals the curve separating the upper, dark, the lower face, white, represents the climate of Northwest Europe, according to the provocative elements of the deterioration of weather conditions, such as a layer of dark haze, loss of carbon dioxide. If it were not for the cover of dark mist at the beginning of Quintinario, the weather should have been great, because the arrival of the Gulf and abundance of carbon dioxide, and the slow and then a subsequent decrease, caused by loss of carbon dioxide. However, the weather could be great only when Litterina, which is explained by the influence of the layer of mist dark side, since only Jordanmise allow the realization of competing factors to improve the climate. And, therefore, the air near the ground has retained all the richness of this precious substance. Where, then, little by little, the darkness is resolved and sunlight heats the ground, in the process of gradual thaw, the greenhouse effect produced by air, rich in water vapor and carbon dioxide, began to be felt. Then the air attained the ultraviolet radiation, reflected by the soil and, thus, the Ainsilus time, the air temperature increased suddenly, the point of bring up the first forests. Then, when the cover of fog is discarded, revised, inaugurating the ear litterina, the weather could be good, promoting the formation of a carpet plant, green, gold, of course, which covered the landscape of the green again legend of Midgard. Since then, the consumption of carbon dioxide increased and large quantities of valuable substances were retained by the newly formed vegetation.